In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss British comedy duo Flanders and Swann and hear their take on a familiar Mozart work.
Yehuda Hanani, I mean, if there's one thing that I just despise, it's when somebody really mucks up a beautiful piece of music like the Mozart Horn Concerto, which I think is fabulous. I've worn out more tapes than I want to tell you listening to this. But today's example that you're bringing us about it does not please me.
Alan, when someone roasts you, does it bother you?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, I don't know what to say. But this is what these guys do. Their name is Flanders and Swann.
Yeah.
They were a wonderful English team, like Roger and Hammerstein. And they wrote a lot of very amusing music. The words are just as brilliant as the music. In this case, the music is not their own, but as you said, they take a movement from the Mozart Horn Concerto that you adore so much.
I do.
And they put it to words, and the words are so funny that I hope we are going to play the entire thing so we can hear what they do. You will obviously recognize it because you love this music so much. So let's first have a little quote of the original Mozart Horn Concerto, and after it, the entire song by Flanders and Swann.
I once had a whim and I had to obey it, to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it, in spite of the neighbors who begged me to stop. To sound my horn, I had to develop my embouchure. I found my horn was a bit of a devil to play. So artfully wound, to give you a sound, a beautiful sound, so rich and round. Oh, the hours I had to spend before I mastered it in the end. But that was yesterday, and just today I looked in the usual place. There was the case, but the horn itself was missing. Oh, where can it have gone? Haven't you? Hasn't anyone seen my horn? Oh, where can it have gone? What a blow! Now I know I'm unable to play my allegro. Who swiped my horn? I'll bet you a quid somebody did. Knowing I'd found a concerto and wanted to play it, afraid of my talent for playing the horn. Whoever it is, I can certainly say it, he'll probably wish he had never been born. I've lost my horn. I know I was using it yesterday. I've lost my horn. Lost my horn. Found my horn. Gone. There's not much chance of getting it back, though I'd willingly pay a reward. I know some hearty folk whose party jokes pretend to hunt with a corn. Gone away. Gone away. Was it one of them took it away? Will you kindly return my horn? Where is the devil who pinched that horn? I shall tell the police I want my French horn back. I miss its music more and more and more. Without the horn, I'm feeling sad and so forlorn. I found a concerto, I wanted to play it, displaying my talent for playing the horn, but early today, to my utter dismay, it has totally vanished away. I practiced the horn and intended to play it, but somebody took it away. I practiced the horn and was longing to play it, but somebody took it away. My neighbor's asleep in his bed. I'll soon make him wish he were dead. I'll take up the tuba instead. Wah, wah.
That was Alan Shartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.